Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
Hello, this is CME on ReachMD, and I'm Asma Shawkat. Here with me today is Dr. Dave Johnson. Dave, could you please take us through a comparison of different bowel preparations?
Sure, Asma. So it's a very complex comparison, but it begins with high volume versus low volume. And Dr. Rex, Doug Rex elucidated about the comparison of volumes that go from 1 to 4 liters. A key point here is to recommend that irrespective of the amount of active ingredient, it's really the fluid that's accompanying that that drives the best outcomes for avoiding dehydration. So if you say a low volume prep, you still need to drink the fluid around that to achieve an effluent of between 2 and 3 liters. So you still need to make sure the patients know that even if it's a lower volume of the active ingredient, they need to drink fluids around that. As it relates to the different preps, there are certainly components that separate it based on ingredients. There's a PEG-based regimen, which starts with the Go Lightly 4 liters, moves to Movie Prep or Plenview, and now the newest Souflave as it relates to lower volume preps. Sodium sulfate-based preps are out there as it relates to Sue Prep and to Sue Tab. And sodium phosphate, Dr. Rex alluded to some of the consequences as it relates to phosphate regimen, and this would be OsmoPrep. And then ClenPic, which is the sodium picosulfate, their base regimens in relation to things that are over-the-counter. There are the PEG-based regimen with sports drink, which is the standard Miralax prep, which is something to be aware of. As it relates to consequences, I think we need to be aware that some of the preps, in particular the Movie Prep and the Plenview, do contain ascorbic acid. So these are agents that should be avoided in patients that have G6PD deficiency. Also, is a component of risk for patients that have phenylketonuria. Again, extremely rare, but just be aware of it. As it relates to the phosphate-based preps, you need to be aware that the patients that particularly have inflammatory bowel disease may have increased absorption, and there's a risk of phosphate nephropathy. So again, these are things that are components. The over-the-counter PEG sports drink with Miralax has a component of potential hyponatremia, and personally, I don't use that prep anymore, just as an FYI. As it relates to the overall adequacy to repeat, the patients are willing to repeat almost all these related to comparison to 4 liters of Go Lightly. I'm not sure how we got away with what we did when we only had Go Lightly, but the more recent comparative data increasingly aware that patients, as it creates to palatability and volume, drives this. And the most recent is Souflave, which was compared to Suprep, which was related to an increase of about 20 to 25% as far as willingness to repeat. That's what drives people willing to come back. If we lose these people downstream, then those are people that we really are lost to the system. And Asma, I am concerned about not good news spreads quick, very slowly, but bad news spreads very fast and quickly. And certainly phone a friend, tell a patient about somebody, tell a friend about something that you had a bad experience with a prep. That's what we want to avoid. We want to keep these people in the system. We want to do the best we can to prevent colon cancer. Asma?
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Those are all excellent points. So to summarize, low volume preps are available. However, we still need to advise the patient about drinking enough fluid with them. And there are certain medical conditions where we need to be cognizant of the types of preps we prescribe. Particularly in practice, we see renal failure, heart failure, pregnancy related, and tolerability and efficacy both go hand in hand when it comes to patients' willingness to repeat. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for talking with us today, Dave.
Thanks, Ezra.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Prova Education and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/prova. Thank you for listening.